You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it to you.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hi.
Oh, wow. why the hesitation, Ryan?
Because, okay. Let's just say hello, then I'll explain my story.
Okay.
Hi.
You are listening to the movie show
on
Active FM.
Yep. You know who we are.
Yes.
And for the new listeners, well, if you're the first time that you're listening to this, hi to you. Specifically to you. Hello. And everyone say hello to that person as well. There you go. All the new people. Well, that new person feels welcome.
Right.
So let me tell you my story. If you watch a lot of, or you listen to a lot of podcasts, you find people do the same thing.
Yeah.
What's up? My name's Jade from WDCKTV.com. And today we're going to show you how to... It's like the same thing.
Right.
So that's why I was just like, man, let's do something different. So, hello. Hello. Yeah. And I feel like you're stuck in the mud.
Okay. Are you feeling that you'd like you to create a wall, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just something different, man. Sure. Okay. There you go. So this is the movie show on Active FM. You selected. Have you seen this movie? Have you seen this movie? When I first saw it, now there's another movie. I don't know if you've seen the trailer. It's called The Monster of Man.
Mm-mm.
Which is this very like scary looking film. I haven't seen the film, just watched the trailer and I was like, okay. Then I heard obviously say she brought the movie. She was like, Ron, this is the movie we're doing. And I was like, Monster Hunter. And the minute I searched it on Google, because obviously I needed to watch it, then I sort of saw one or two images. I was like, ooh, this looks different. And then I watched it, and it was cool. I really found it awesome. And apparently it got badly slated.
It did. So Monster Hunter is a 2020 film. It came out at the end of 2020. And the budget for the film, the reason why we're saying it basically was a box office flop. So the budget for the film was $60 million. As of February 21st, 2020, Monster Hunter in the United States had made $13.4 million. So remember, their budget was $60 million. In the United States and Canada, they had made $13.4 million. And in other territories, they had made $15.5 million. So total worldwide, they've only made $28.9 million. And their budget was $60 million.
But I feel like this movie was really, really different. Although, hey, let's be honest. Did you watch the trailer?
Yes.
Did it look cool?
It did look cool, yes.
So then the question is, why do you think it was? Because, I mean, this is like nothing we've ever seen before, right?
Look, for me, so I was doing research and there was one specific review that I clicked on and watched. I didn't agree with the review, but what he was saying, so what the person doing the review first said was he compared this film to another. So there was another film, because this film's based on a video game. There was another film in 2020 that came out that was also based on a video game, and that was Sonic the Hedgehog. And he, in his opinion, said that Sonic the Hedgehog was better than this film. Now, I don't agree with that.
I don't agree either.
So that's why from that point on, I was just like, no ways. For me, Sonic the Hedgehog was more of a flop. I didn't really enjoy that film. I was just like, okay, they made the movie, and I was interested. I was actually interested in watching it, but for me, I didn't enjoy it. For me, this one was a lot better than that one. I must be honest, I enjoyed the film. I really did enjoy the film. There was something to the film that I don't know how to explain it. Like, it wasn't that it was scripted. It was just, I don't know. There was something. Like, I wouldn't put this in the great film. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, there's... Yeah. Like, I don't know if you remember that movie, Mortal Instrument. No. Sorry. Ah, what's that movie called? The one where the cities were eating one another. What was that film? It was a Peter Jackson film. It wasn't Mortal Instruments. It was...
It was Mortal Something.
Yeah. It was Mortal Something, right?
We actually did a review on the movie.
We did. I felt like it was in that category where it's like...
Mortal Engines.
Mortal Engines. Thank you. It was on the same... Yeah, it was on the... But it wasn't a bad film. I did enjoy it. It wasn't a bad film. But it was, unfortunately, a box office flop. However, I do not agree that this was worse than Sonic the Hedgehog. For me, this was a lot better than Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, a lot better. Yeah. So, this film is based on a video game called Monster Hunter. It's a Japanese video game. And it's got quite an interesting background story to it. So, the director is Paul W.S. Anderson. And he... a couple of years ago, went to Japan and actually played the game Monster Hunter, and he actually fell in love with the game. He really, really enjoyed the game, and so he then wanted to make the movie of it. Now, this isn't the first time that he has made or made a film that's based on a video game. So he is also the director of all the Resident Evils, which was also based on a video game. He also directed Pompeii. I don't know if you've seen, Ryan, I'm sure you've watched that one, right?
It rings a bell. Hey?
Yeah, he directed that, and then he also directed The Three Musketeers.
Right.
Which was a good film. That one was a very good film. I do like his style. I really, really liked the style of the film. Like the way he does his, there's parts where he slows the footage down, and then through the use of sound effects and
the epic parts.
Yes,
right?
That I really, really liked. Like, I liked his sound design and all of that. But the interesting part is he often directs films that his wife acts in. So his wife is the main character in this film. Her name is Mila Jovovich. I think that's how you pronounce her surname. And she was also in the Resident Evil, she was the main character. Plus, she was in The Three Musketeers. I don't think she was in Pompeii. But, yeah, she was in those other two films. But Paul Anderson did say that this film is the best movie he's ever made. He literally said those words in an interview. So he is proud of this film. And I think he can be proud of the film.
I thought it was really, really cool. I enjoyed it on many levels.
Yum.
I mean, it was very action-orientated.
It was.
Which I enjoyed. I enjoyed some of the slow-mo shots. My favorite shot, which for me, it's a very Japanese trait. But there's a part where they're about to shoot the arrow.
Mm.
And like there's a close-up of the poison on
yes,
the
yes.
And then it shoots it. And then like it's, that whole
thing.
I was just like, whoa. Like, this is cool. And the feel of the monsters, because one of the things that you could especially when it comes to video games, obviously you're bringing the animated character to life, the animation. So like we had Pikachu, and you've got to be so careful that it doesn't feel unrealistic. Now, just looking at the poster, in fact, even if you look at the different monsters in here, I think one or two of the monsters. Didn't like if you look at the texture or like the way that, but their movement for me was like, whoa, that one monster in the sand, that guy,
Diablo.
I was just like, well, okay, that thing's cool. Like, even the way it's just like chilling, you know, taking a couple dives in the sand, swimming through all of that. I mean, just like there was not once I was like, okay, that's a little, but like throughout the whole film, I enjoyed it. Definitely.
One of the things that Paul Anderson wanted to do is he wanted to fashion the film in a way where non-gamers, so people who haven't played the game, would enjoy it. Now, I haven't played the game, and I did enjoy the film. I'm not a gamer, and I still enjoyed the film.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, have you played this game?
I haven't, and apparently this is like quite a big game.
Yeah.
It's been going for like over a decade type of thing, and a lot of people have enjoyed the game. So it was quite big, and you know what? The sad thing is that there were a lot of people that were actually excited for this film.
Mm.
There was hints of it, and then people like started picking up when what's her name? Miller, right? Miller actually started posting Instagram and snapshots from the actual filming and stuff like that. And people started, we can't wait. And people asking questions. Is this monster going to be there? Is that person going to die? What's going to happen? Are they going to get away from the Diablo? You know, stuff like that. Mm. And then the film comes out and it's a flop. I'm like,
I don't think, though. I think all films have been hit, though, in terms of box office. I don't think box office is currently where it was before the year 2020 happened. So I think that also is a big, because we actually went to watch this film in cinemas, and when we went to cinemas, I think twice in 2020. It's quite sad. The first time we went to watch Tenet. Now it was empty then, but we in South Africa had just come out of, we're still in lockdown, but we had come at the level that we were in, they had, yeah, the restrictions, they'd lessened and all of that, so cinemas opened and we went to watch Tenet. But we were, I think it was us and there was maybe another, I don't know if it was a couple, they were in the cinema. But when we went to watch this, in December 2020, the cinemas were still empty. And I literally was like, now in the, when we had gone to watch Tenants, I was like, yeah, restrictions are still there. Cinemas have just opened up. Makes sense. But by December, when cinemas were still empty, I was like, what is happening? What? I personally don't know how cinemas are currently surviving, which I actually think is very sad because I love going to the cinema. But I think that also has played a huge role in the reason for the box office flop, because I don't think this film's streaming at the moment. I think, well, it could be. I don't know. I watched it in cinemas. I don't know if a streaming platform has taken it on. I'm not sure if you know, Ryan.
So, budget, $205 million. Box office, only $363. So, you can't, I mean, a movie like this should quadruple.
Yeah, it should.
You know what I'm saying? Which they never. So, yeah.
So, I do think it's that. But then the director, so he made it, he fashioned it so that non-gamers would enjoy it. But also at the same time, he wanted gamers, the actual players of the game, to love it. So, what he did was he worked very closely with the actual director and producer of the actual video game. So, he actually would show them everything from, he kept saying, because I watched quite a couple of interviews, and he kept saying, they even gave me details on the toenails of the monsters. So in terms of details, he made sure that the producer and the director of the actual video game would be happy, because he thought if the game creators were happy, then the fans would naturally be happy. So he worked very closely with them. But all the characters in the film are actual characters from the video game. The only character that wasn't is the character Artemis, who is played by Mila, but they've actually added her to the game now. So she actually is a character as part of the game now. Their outfits were exactly the same. The monsters are the actual monsters in the game. Obviously not all of them, but yeah. And there's even a part where there's a cat that's a chef.
Like
that's
the
from the game. That's why they brought it in. And with the cats, what he actually said was they had to keep correcting his voice because the original game makers weren't happy. So at first it was too high, then it was too low. So, and I mean, the cats, I think, had one line or two lines in the whole film. Yeah. But they had to keep correcting his pitch because the game makers weren't actually happy. They corrected it until they were happy. But he literally made sure that the game makers would be happy so that he could please the actual video game players. The costume designers hired a consultant to help them dress the characters. The consultant that they hired was a gamer who actually managed to finish the game. So they really went all out to like be accurate to the game and all of that. But I thought that was pretty cool that the costume designers actually hired a gamer that was successful in finishing the game, which was pretty cool. And then even the weapons. So before the film, Mila actually played the game and she really liked the dual blades. And they actually incorporated that, into her character. So in the film, she actually uses the blades, the dual blades. But also, like, even the arrow that the hunter uses, the character, his name is the hunter. That thing was huge. Apparently, he had two things. He had, like, a sword, and then he had the arrow. The sword was taller than him in size. It was actually taller than him in size. And then I think the bow and arrow was even bigger than that. But the actors, so the props team really did well with the making of the weapons. And then obviously the actors that they got in, all, like, the props team would say they would come in and pick up the blade, and next month they'd do like a twirl or something. And they're like, we don't know how they did that. But the actors themselves did have, you know, training with like the actual weapons and all of that. So they actually
some
knew what
really
they were doing.
Good training.
Yeah. Now this I found very interesting. So the director and so Paul Anderson and the crew, they actually filmed in Cape Town, South Africa and Namibia. So that those were the two filming locations because they wanted to capture the expansive views and all of that. And they actually said the landscapes, it was amazing because they felt like they found the landscapes that were in the actual video game itself. So they didn't set film green screen. They actually went to remote locations in Cape Town, South Africa and Namibia. Now, this is the details on their filming experience. So there was 350 people. That was the crew total. So the crew and cast was 350 people in total. What they had to do was they lived in basically what you would call tent villages. They even said it was guerrilla shooting. So literally they would set up a village full of tents because they were literally in the middle of the desert. So there was no hotel or motel or caravan park or whatever. So they had to set up tent villages. And someone asked the director, when did you realize that filming in the desert sucks? And the director's answer was on the first day of filming. So on the first day of filming, they realized filming in the desert is not a piece of cake at all. He said he felt so bad for the actors because they were in their costumes, which were like either fur or leather or, you know, military, everything. So the costumes were super, super hot. He then said also all the fight choreography was on sand. And just walking on sand is already 100 times harder, never mind having to do this fight scene. So he said the fight scenes were a lot more difficult just simply because they were being done on sand. And also so it was extremely, extremely hot during the day. Then obviously it's a desert. So at night, your temperature suddenly just drops into minus temperatures. And then there would be storms that literally would blow their tents away.
Oh, man.
So their filming experience was like, yeah?
Welcome to Namibia, yeah, in South Africa.
Well, and the desert.
Yeah, well, not where we are.
Yeah, where we are, it's nice.
Even we're shocked. We're like, what?
But how crazy is that? Yeah. I respect them because that is, they really could have just gone to a green screen studio and, you know, like faked it.
Yeah.
But he didn't actually want that. And one of the things he spoke about how he wanted the actors to, you know, almost experience what they would be experiencing in that situation. So there was even a scene where the one monster, so the main character, she's in a car and the monster flips the car. And they actually built this thing where it resembled the inside of a car and they flipped her. And she said she actually was only able to do like 3 takes. After that, she couldn't. The director, they obviously married. So he said they actually got what they wanted on the first take. The other 2 takes was just to torture her. But literally, like, they had her flipping around. They even, what they did was, the monsters, obviously, they didn't have on set because those were all CG. But what they did was they got these big rigs to shoot sand at the actors that would be, you know, the monster, when the monster puts its foot down or whatever, that the sand would then be thrown onto the actors. And that, one of the things Mila said was that was very nice because it almost helps you to react correctly because you realize the enormity of whatever monster is coming towards you. But then also what they did was, usually what they do for eyeline purposes is they'll have a long pole with like a tennis ball on the end, and then the actor's like, look at the tennis ball, that's where the monster is, follow the tennis ball. But she said that every time she'd look at the tennis ball, Paul would be like, no, we need, the monster's bigger than that, higher. Then they'd lift the pole. Then she'd look, he'd be like, no, still higher. Eventually, they couldn't get the pole higher. So she was like, okay, I'll just look at the sky. And then he was like, okay, cool, that's good. And then they went, but then when there were times where 2 actors had to obviously be looking at the monster, you need both actors to have the same eyeline. Their eyeline needs to be equal because they need to have a unified eyeline. So what they did was they would actually then have a drone at the correct height of the monster that the monster would be at, so that the actors could look at, they would look at the drone obviously moving around, and then they would have a unified eyeline.
Well, that's quite funny. Just imagine. Ah, it needs to be louder. Somebody, buy me a drone. Here we go. $50. Mm. Go get a drone.
Then the guy, the drone.
Yeah.
The actors are like, where is the monster going?
Well, I'm sure for that guy, I was like, well, at least I'm not holding a tennis ball out there. Like,
true, actually.
22 degrees, right? Temperature. So.
No, that is very true. And then for Mila, who plays the main character, this is actually her 7th movie based on a video game. So they did all of the Resident Evils, which they did like quite a few films. But this is her seventh film based on a video game. And she actually trained with real Army Rangers to prepare for the role of Army Ranger Natalie Artemis, who she plays in this film. Also, her character, so the name of her character, the surname is Artemis. Now, the other person in the film, so the other actor is Tony Jaa, however you pronounce his surname. He was very good. I enjoyed him, even though he didn't speak a word of English the whole film. That was actually one of the things that guy that did the review, he said that the fact that they didn't speak the same language didn't work. I disagree with him. I thought they'd handled that very well. It was even the humor that they brought out of it was, for me, I thought that was chocolate. Brilliant. Yes. Yeah. Where everything, all food became chocolate.
If it tasted good.
It was chocolate. Yeah. So I definitely don't agree with his review. For me, this film was good. But so his character is called The Hunter. And obviously this is called the film's Monster Hunter. But the name Artemis actually is the ancient Greek goddess of the hunt. So that was actually quite clever what they did there with their naming. So you have the hunter, who she meets when she goes to, because she gets transported to another world. That's where she meets the monsters. But her name actually also does have the word hunt in it. Now this is crazy, and this is possibly also one of the reasons why it was a box office flop. So, not long after its theatrical release in China, the film was pulled from cinemas and subsequently banned because a joke in the film was deemed insulting. So the joke in the film is what was said is, what are my knees? What kind of knees are these? And then the answer was Chinese. So obviously it was a joke. But this caused the film to be review bombed on several platforms. So that's possibly one of the reasons. And it even received accusations of racism. Curiously, the game Monster Hunter World 2018 received thousands of negative reviews as well within 48 hours, which was not aimed at the game itself, but on the film. And Constantine Film later apologized for that scene. So that is very possible one of the reasons why it also flopped at the box office, because it upset a lot of Chinese people.
Sorry.
Sorry. I just thought that was quite interesting. So that was, which is quite sad actually, because if you think about it, China was probably one of the second biggest places. Just with it being so close to Japan, like that, the game would have taken off in that part of the world. Like first, obviously Japan, it was created, and then, which means there probably would have been a lot of people who would have wanted to go and see it within China because they were game players and looking forward to it. So with it being banned, that would have had a very large impact on now the making of the film. But yeah, that was quite intense. I personally don't remember that line. I don't know. Maybe if they released a cut version.
Did they remove it? I don't remember that.
I don't remember it either. Maybe they did release a cut version. But I mean, I did see the film quite a while ago, so I could have just forgotten. Yeah. The other thing I enjoyed, though, was how they incorporated the singing piece. So it's not a musical, don't worry. It's not a musical by any means.
You guys would know if it was a musical. I would start off with that immediately.
But what they did was, so Artemis, she's obviously an army ranger and she has a team with her. And they sing a song about how they went to the army. But I thought that was very clever the way I really enjoyed that. Now, with Resident Evil, so Paul Anderson and Mila were both involved in the making of Resident Evil. And with that film, there were a lot of sequels. And the director was asked, would he consider, or is it a possibility that there will be sequels with Monster Hunter? Obviously, they ended it in a way where it is possible for there to be sequels. Now, he said that he obviously first played the game in Japan, where he absolutely fell in love with it. The game has been going for 15 years, and it's definitely a world he'd love to return to. But he said he wants to focus on one movie at a time. So he didn't do this film with the whole cinematic universe in mind. He wanted to focus on one film at a time, which for me is important because it also then keeps the quality of the film, because you're not just, you know, going after like a whole franchise for whatever reason, but you're actually now focusing individually on each film. But he said it has to, it has to be a good standalone film, which I think it is a good standalone film, but he said if audiences want more, then he'd love to dive into it again. So yeah, if people do want a second one, he'd be happy to do it. The problem is it didn't do well in box office.
Budget says so. Yeah. No, definitely.
And also the fact that it was banned, now it's got a bad rep. And so, you know, you also have to look at, it's not just his decision. There's studios behind him. There's people's money at stake and all of that. So it's going to be quite interesting to see what they do with it in the future.
Yeah, and probably a whole lot of other great movies that he has in mind that he wants to create. So, I mean, we don't know what they are. Yeah. So.
But I must say, I did enjoy his directing style. That I really, really did enjoy. In fact, I thought in my mind, I was like, either a Japanese or a Chinese person directed this, because it really, the style of the film really brought that like theme across. But the fact that, and he's not Japanese or Chinese, but the fact that he was able to get me to think that is brilliant, because it shows how true he is to bringing across the story. And also to, because it's from a video game, he's keeping it true to itself, which I thought was, it was brilliantly done. It really, really was brilliantly done. So from a directing perspective, he really did do a good job. And you could see he wanted to make sure that he did it justice. So I personally do think that he did a good job. And in my opinion, this film is way better than Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, way better than Sonic the Hedgehog.
For that one. Yeah. In fact, everyone please tweet hashtag Monster Hunter better than Sonic.
Definitely. Like, it's not even negotiable.
Right.
It's just, it's not, yeah. Yeah. Funny story. So, we went to cinemas to watch it. And so, we have said this before on the movie show, but we're not fans of horrors. We're just, like, not fans of horrors. And this film was not a horror. But we went to the cinemas. And my family, specifically my mother and sister, are terrified of spiders. And in the film, they're not spiders, but there's these monsters that are almost like a spider slash other insect hybrid. Type of. But, and then they get captured by like a whole, what do you call it? Like a nest or a.
Yeah, a whole nest.
Of these things.
There's a whole nest of them.
And it lit, that part of the film was seriously that thing that you're literally sitting there. I was even like, oh my goodness. I actually went in the film and checked, is this a horror or is this like a thriller action adventure? It's not a horror, but if you are terrified of spiders, you very possibly could have a mini heart attack in the film. So just be careful for that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister was freaked out. Shame. I actually felt bad. I'm not even lying. I was like, what have I done? What?
But that was the start of the film, though.
Yeah, it was the start of the film, and then but it was for me. It was good. It was a good film. It definitely was a good film. For me, there was maybe times where it was slightly scripted, like just a little bit scripted, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't anything like, oh, this is terrible. Like, I enjoyed the film. I did enjoy the film. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I can't watch this with my kids.
Yeah, they need to grow up a little bit first.
I won't be able to watch this with any of my kids.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Ron Perlman. The minute I saw him come on, I was just like, I know this guy. I know exactly who that is. That's cool. I couldn't really recognize any of the other actors. There was also another guy, Josh Hellman.
Yes.
Am I right? He had like an Australian accent, like almost British Australian. And he is Australian. There you go. So I guess he just picked his own accent then.
Right.
But I definitely enjoyed his acting as well. Miller... I must say she is a killer action.
She is
actor.
Yeah, she is.
Usually when we've got these action female actors, they still, I mean, it's difficult to picture how they're going to kick down this big guy, you know?
Yeah.
You know, obviously martial arts, you know, once you get some of that training, you know what you're doing, but it just you know, the balance just looks weird. But like her voice,
no, yeah, she really was good, yeah.
Like she was the first one to get like knocked down in the whole film. I was just like, what? No. Damn, she's gone. And yeah. She wasn't gone.
She wasn't, yeah.
I mean, what happened to all the other guys?
They all died.
Right?
Spoiler
just like
alert.
That. Because I was quite happy with the fact that they ended up, you know, in the monster world. Because, I mean, even the whole start, it starts off, you see this other world.
Yeah.
Then it's like, now back to planet Earth. You're like, sure. Oh, I'm so glad that's far away. Thank goodness. And then the storm and then the stones. I'm like, no.
Like, oh.
And then they ended up, I'm like, oh, no, please. No, run. And then,
yeah, no.
Yeah.
This film takes you on a ride. It really does take you on a ride. It's action packed and it's,
I think the first hour is quite, in fact, maybe even the first 30 to 45 minutes. You're just like, what? Whoa. Yeah. Oh, especially those spiders. I think there were something starting with an S. And then, the rest of the film, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
really
no.
awesome.
It really is good. It's a good film. Go watch it. Also, I don't remember there being bad language. I personally don't remember that. If there was, it was very minimal. There wasn't the language. And also, there's no scenes of nudity, sex, all of that, which is very refreshing in a
good
time
action
that.
Film.
Yeah, it was a good action film. There wasn't even a romance story.
Good action.
Yeah,
film.
Ryan loved this movie.
I was hoping the hunter and.
You were hoping they'd get together.
I was hoping that they wouldn't. I was just like, please don't tell me. And then, like, the end, I was just like, yeah.
They became good friends.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
I thought that was cool. Mm. I mean, there's the one scene where they're fighting. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
No, that made me angry. I was like,
no, stop.
Yes.
And it continues. So you're like, guys.
You're just like, okay, now you're both going to die because you want to fight with each other. So now die. Like, no.
Exactly. I'm like, they're going to break something and then there's their safe haven. Finish. Gone. And then the monsters are just going to, because it's like, you know, it was pretty cool, that little hut thing they made. And then they didn't. And then they were just like, okay, I'm done. Like, are you done? I'm done. Okay, here we go. Chocolate.
Yeah, no, that is the film summed up. So go watch it. It really is a good film. A good 2020 film. We didn't get much from 2020, but
Absolutely.
We did get Monster Hunter. So,
Absolutely.
Yeah. This has been the movie show right here on Active FM.
Catch us next week
with another amazing film review.
Great movie. We don't know what we're doing yet. But I promise it'll be awesome.
It will be. So this is us signing out.
And saying goodbye.
Peace out.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.